Well, welcome back to 88 FM to Jasper van Vessen from Hollow Trails. Hello, mate. How are you?
All good. Yourself?
Good to see you again. Yeah, yeah. You never age, eh? What are you taking? I want some.
I'm not taking anything. I'm cycling.
Cycling yep. And sunshine, right? Yep. All right. So just before we talk Hollow Trails, you have a guest with you today. Yep. Would you like to introduce her?
Absolutely. It's Penelope from Workshop 17.
Hello there, Penelope. How are you doing?
Call me Penelope or Penny. I'm doing great.
Oh, it's Penny, yes.
Penny's much easier.
Of course it is.
Much, much easier.
Welcome to the wonderful world of radio, and you own Workshop 17.
I wish I did own it, but I'm just the marketing manager.
All right, well, you're close.
Okay, no, I do run it, so...
you run it as you own it.
Paul and Mark, did you hear that? But yeah, so we've just opened up in Ballito. We are a co-working space, workspace solution space. Very new to Ballito. There are 9 locations across South Africa, which is really fantastic. And obviously, Ballito is just a brand new location and something that we're trying to tap into and sort of get to know the community, hence our partnership with Holler.
What made you choose Ballito? I mean, so many other places you could have gone to.
So I think it's more about these Zoom cities and Zoom towns that are springing up all over the show. And obviously, post-COVID, we've noticed an influx of people moving out of densification and urbanization into coastal areas, Ballito obviously being one of them. Umhlanga, it seems, is sort of reached its max capacity in terms of workspaces. So we wanted to come towards a space that hasn't got that densification and really new and try and understand the community around it.
All right, please tell us what Workshop 17 in a nutshell does.
So we provide everything from designing, building and managing a co-working space, eventing spaces and private office spaces for individuals, small companies and large enterprises. We've just recently launched something called Enterprise Solution, where we find, well, a company comes to us like a Yoko or a CVC, and they say, this is the building we want, repurpose it. We're going to work with us to create a beautiful, functional, flexible design for our teams, and you manage it. So that's basically what we do in a nutshell.
You sound very, very passionate, Penny, about your work and your job.
Yeah, no, I definitely am. We meet incredible people, the diversity of people. We've got over 96 sectors of businesses. So there's never the same day at work.
Please take this the right way, but it seems a very strange combination, Workshop 17 and Hollow Trails. How did that evolve?
So yeah, that's a great question. I think where we're moving towards more, when I mentioned, you know, the coastal sides and working in sort of residential nodes as opposed to cities, we're trying to encompass more of a lifestyle. So it's not just a desk. It's definitely not corporate at all. So when we move into a location, it's very much about encompassing that lifestyle. So for example, we will be opening up in Musenberg, and that's really much about surfing and about
it's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Trails. So there'll be trail running. There'll be a very similar activity to what Hollow offers. And we find that the similar people that frequent Hollow or are very active and they've got a great lifestyle, the wellness aspect is something that we're very, very passionate about at Workshop 17. So it's something that we definitely want and we have built into our sort of brand model per se.
All right. So what have you done exactly?
So we do a lot of things like we've just started obviously at Ballito, but we do the Monday and Wednesday yoga. We do membership activations, which is really important about engaging the community. We're starting Workshop Wednesdays, which is going to be something really exciting, getting guest speakers in, involving the community to, you know, upskill and learn new things about whether it's a director who's a movie director or potentially we've got a guy that is, he runs, let's get this right because I don't live here, so I'll probably get it wrong. Dolphin Striders, he's very much integrated into that, you know, that wellness aspect. Mm. Food is very, very much part of our offering, and we ensure we've partnered with Proper. So it's all the healthy smoothies and a good lifestyle choices.
All right, so you thought Hollow Trails was a good bet for you, a nice fit.
Absolutely, and it seems that a lot of our members are incredibly healthy, and everybody seems to know. I mean, if I ask another person what do they do on the weekends, they all mention Hollow.
So get on your bike. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah. All right.
So Jasper, welcome back. You must be quite excited that Workshop 17 have come on board here.
Yeah, it's a very good partner.
So tell us about the combination of the two.
Well, they're sponsoring the Silver Route And that's actually a beautiful route. Some people run it, some people ride it. It's a nice and short route, but still challenging. It's a nice introduction to, well, people that want to move on a little bit from the easy routes and have a bit more challenge.
I had a client come in the other day who fixes motorbikes and sells motorbikes, and he offered me an e-bike to come and come and ride on your trail.
Good start.
He obviously looks at me and went, "This boy's not fit at all." You know, get on an electric bike. Do you allow people to do that?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Oh, all
actually,
right.
You're most welcome with the e-bike.
No, I'm joking.
It's a good thing. It brings a lot more people to the trails that normally wouldn't ride. So,
all right.
It's a good thing.
Tell us, since we last spoke, what has happened at Holle, if anything?
Rain. Definitely a lot of rain.
There was too, huh?
It dried out very quickly on, well, 99% of the places. And today we went out to, well, dig some extra drains just to make the last puddles go away. It should be all nice and dry and running smooth for the weekend.
You know, you guys are so experienced. I mean, you do this all the time, so it's a piece of cake for you and your team.
It's weird. This was a strange rain. Usually, although even the big puddles, they disappear after 2-3 days after the rain, and yet they're still here. It's something was different this time. Don't know what it is, but...
All right, somebody living in Belito, they want to bring the family to you and especially ride the Silver Trail with Workshop 17.
Yep.
How do you go about that?
Pop in at the trailhead, get a permit and go out, ride, run.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
Website, is it?
Website, Holle Trails.
Go there and you can book, yeah. I presume, through the website as well.
You don't need to book unless you want to rent a bike.
All right.
But you can see a lot on the website. There's also links to all the sponsors and information about all the trails, all the routes, rates, memberships, everything.
Everything's there on the website. Yeah. So Workshop 17 taking the Silver Trail. I imagine there's a few other trails that you wouldn't mind a sponsor for.
We're sold out.
Oh, you sold out?
Yep,
oh, wow.
We are very lucky. They
well, what are you here for then? You know, could have
cancelled
cancel the talk. So there's nothing for anybody to sponsor.
At the moment, not.
Wow, that's a well done to you.
We are still open to partnerships. We are just talking to a partnership for supplying the mesh on the trails for the bridges. We could use a sponsor or a partner with wood. We use a lot of poles and planks.
I'm sure you're going to get a few calls after this. This radio station, it never ceases to amaze me how powerful it is. Good stuff. Penelope, have you been on the trail yet?
Not yet.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying. I'm thinking of going to do the park run, but maybe I should do the silver run.
Come on, girl.
A little bit longer, but...
How long is it? 10Ks?
You can... actually, it's 15.
Oh, yeah, no, that's you can. I'm not going to lie.
Are you going to run it or ride it?
No. I'm not ride. I'm not a rider.
I know the shortcuts. So.
Okay, give me the shortcuts, and I think I'll definitely.
No, man, you can't let her cheat.
I'm happy to cheat. I just want to get.
I can turn it into like a 8.5K.
That's fine. Yeah. And you know what? I'd have to walk a bit of it. So be it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful route. Yeah. So
you can do 15. Come on,
easily. Yeah,
stick
easily.
It in. Yeah. All right, Penelope. Nice to meet you. Good luck with your. Partnership with the Holle Trails. Yeah. Okay, anything else you want to add before
we
say goodbye?
Thank you so much. I think it would be great also just to know that, you know, through this partnership, we're obviously giving the members or the people that come to Holle discounted rates for day passes. And also just to get them to come and experience what Workshop 17 is all about. We are at Belita Junction Mall. If you know where Pick and Pay Liquors is, so I know that apparently is a landmark for everyone in Belito. We are just opposite that, and our cafe is proper, and they are amazing. They make the best smoothies in town.
People drink a lot here.
I know, apparently.
Anyway, all right. Good to see you. Thank you, Penelope. And as always, Jasper, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you again next week.
See you on the trails.
I look forward to it.